Welcome to the new Sharing and Caring podcast from Spectrum FM with Christine Widdowson and Matt Jones. Go ahead and open your doors to mental health awareness with Spectrum. COVID has added a lot of stress to our lives, and with this series, we have the help to get you through the first step of your mental health journey.
Good morning and welcome to the Spectrum FM podcast with the wonderful Christine Widdowson. Now, if you recall, we spoke with Christine last week and we said that we were introducing a series of podcasts all about mental health, how that you can not bandage yourself up with drugs from the pharmacy, etc., etc., but actually look at entertaining, you know, yourself dealing with it through a series of processes. Now, Christine, if you remember from Christine, would just do a very brief introduction because obviously people knew from the podcast last week, but just a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again, Matt. I'm very, very excited. I've been a family practitioner, a mediator, and master teacher and healer for 20 years. I've been helping children and families with illness, with depression, with ADHD, with children, long-term illnesses. And I've been working in a very professional medical way, either giving them medication or looking, reviewing their medication. The secret for me was how we could do all of this without medication.
Okay.
And this has kind of brought me to here. Myself, I suffered all of depression and anxiety. I said last week that my brother was brutally sexually assaulted as a child, mm-hmm. and we had to deal with the pain and depression and the illness until eventually he killed himself, which was horrific.
Yeah.
In my work, I suffered myself from chronic fatigue. I was diagnosed. You know, it was a time when there was lots of things happening in my life, there was pressures at work, there was cuts, you know, I was suffering from depression, from divorce, anxiety that my parents had died.
Uh-huh.
And I had to find another way because I needed to continue. And last week, as I said, just being aware and understanding
yes.
that the meaning of mental health and what the first steps we can do to take us on a journey.
Excellent.
A journey to make life easier. Having a life we love and changing everything for everything. And that kind of sums everything up.
Brilliant.
From last week.
Well, the topic we got this week, I think, is very, very interesting. I'm going to leave this to you because you are the professional. But it's all about this week. Fear lowers the immune system. Because, you know, you okay. think about that, but over to you.
Okay. So currently we have got global massive fear. We can't escape that.
Mm-hmm.
It's global. People are walking about with masks. They're fear of getting the COVID. They're fearing of their life to come out. In my sadness, you know, old people have now stayed in home in fear of becoming ill. But it's harming us. It's lowering our immune system.
Okay.
Now, fear weakens the immune system, and it can cause cardiovascular damage.
Really?
Gastro problems, ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, secretion. Let me explain to you in a very kind of layman terms.
Please
what
do.
Happens. We have something called the physical emergency response. Now, that is when we go into fight and flight.
Yes.
And it's the sympathetic nervous system. Our body operates between the parasympathetic, which is kind of an active
okay.
Nervous system that keeps our body calm. It stops our pupils dilating. It keeps our lungs beating at the right rate and rebalances if you slow down or heart rate gets too fast. Mm-hmm. It stimulates the pancreas. It suppresses any work that's over-functioning in our body.
Okay.
And it stimulates our urine. It keeps the body kind of nicely active. What's happening currently, we are now in this physical emergency response state. So fight and flight, everybody mm-hmm. knows that. This is
yes.
basically what I'm talking about. So if you're, there's two things that you do when your body goes into fear, it runs away.
Okay.
Or it hides. But in your body, it is activating. What happens, you get a hormone that is released from the neocortex in the front of your brain, which is a hormone, which is in the hypothalamus. And that hormone runs down the back of your spine. And in your spine, there's all these nerve ducts, and there's nerves that go to each of your organs. It goes to your heart, it goes to your pancreas, it goes to your liver, it stimulates your urine, it stimulates your sexual organs, it stimulates your pupils. So that gives you that energy to run away.
Okay.
You've got that energy drive. So, like you say, accelerates the heart, speeds up and thumps in your chest. These are the things that we feel when we're in fight and flight. You know, people see red mist because their eyes
exactly,
are
in your blood, ceiling, making your blood boil in a way because your blood pumps around your body quicker as well, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. It increases sweating in your body. It does inhibit your stomach and your pancreas and your intestine, and it decreases your organ function. So everything is tight and squeezed up. There is a diagram that I've sent you, Matt, and we're hoping that we can put that on. It's very simple.
Yes, we will. We'll get that put on.
Which would be lovely for people to do. So we can see that this hypothalamus gland that releases that hormone, which is called the sympathetic nervous system, and triggers off fight and flight. So can you imagine how everybody is feeling at the moment? How do we rebalance that? How do we get out of fear? Where is it? Fear is on the TV. It's pumping in the news.
Yes.
We're walking along and we're seeing people around us. Everyone is avoiding each other.
Yes.
You know, people have got their masks on.
These masks people, on you, yeah.
And, you know, my view is, I'm not here to make any political judgments, but my view is the mask lower your immune system.
Okay.
We are born without any immunity. How do we get immunity? We put ourselves in contact with viruses and germs.
Yes, you go and play in the mud like you used to do when you were a kid, in a way.
Yeah, put your hands in your mouth.
Yes.
You know, the food or the surfaces, it's all got germs. We're building up a healthy immune system.
Yeah.
So we are now currently in this sympathetic nervous system where we're in fight and flight. And I've just explained to you what it's doing to your body. So long term, if we stay in this trauma, what are going to be the results? We're going to become diseased. So when I say diseased, our body is becoming very uncomfortable with how we're feeling. It's affecting our organs. Illness starts to creep in. The immune system gets low. And we're not in a position to fight. We're not in that position. You're not thinking properly. You're not operating properly. You're overtired. Your sleep is affected. People will turn to drink more. They become fearful. Lots of people angry.
Yes.
At the moment, you know, and they're tired and exhausted. These are all symptoms of depression.
Yeah.
So they're symptoms of being in this fight and flight. And we are now in this situation where it's global. So it's so important that we've got to start to do something. I do very simple exercises that have been proven that it reactivates the parasympathetic. Remember, the parasympathetic is active all the time, it's calming, it's letting your function work properly. And as I said, that 80% of our body is filled with oxygen.
Yes.
And 60% is working in our brain, heart, and lungs. And all we need to do is do simple breathing exercises, like you've said, you're chanting. And that changes, but it also changes the physiology of your body and brain.
Fantastic.
And they can be done in the morning, they can be done in the day, and they can be done in the evening. And it's simply about doing that.
Okay.
Again, obviously, you need to be doing something as well. Make sure you're sleeping properly, eating properly, looking after yourself, avoiding and protecting yourself, guarding yourself from those negative energies that are coming into you. We can't help it.
Yeah.
Our body is a mass of energy. If you put us under a microscope, you can see us all vibrating. We now can see, there's so many people out there been showing it, doing tests, we can see the change in our physiology from the feelings and the emotions that we're getting. So this is so, so important. I've never spoken to you about breathing. And as I say, the simplest breath, I mean, you've spoken about chanting.
Yeah.
And you do that for 10 minutes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have, again, because of my own experience and my own background, I have to call them my primal needs. And I am dedicated to doing these every day.
Brilliant.
So the first thing I do, I get up. I have a 10-minute meditation. That's not easy to start with. You have to tell your brain, I'm in control, I'm sitting here, time yourself, 5 minutes. Easy event, as simple as sounds like that, so you get off. And then there's some very simple power positions that you can do. We'll come to that later. But the most important is about the breath. And you can breathe that in. You can do it sitting down, you can do it lying down. And you breathe that in through your body. Take a massive breath.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up your perineum, you pull up your lower stomach, your high stomach, your chest. We've got glands, the endocrine system, which is the thymus, the thyroid, and the thymus gland. The thymus gland is the one that's key for fighting infection.
Okay.
And it's there in between your chest and your lungs. And when your immune system is low, it's not fighting disease. It's very low, and viruses are coming into your body. And you can do this with this breath. Yes, it is a bit of visualization and it's practice, but you can do it.
Yeah.
People have been doing it for years. They're now using it in hospitals. They're using it in patients that are ill. So you just breathe in, you pull all those up, you take a big breath, you hold all that in, you hold that oxygen that you're visualizing at the top of your head, and then you let it go.
Brilliant. Is there a particular way? Does it matter if you breathe in? Is it in through your nose and out through your mouth? Or is it just about getting that breath into you, however is best for you?
As I say, I do a breath workshop, and I teach you extensively how to breathe differently. But this one, it's simply about breathing in, letting go, and then you take a big, deep breath in, and then you pull up from the perineum all the way up, and you're holding it, and you're holding it, and you're closing your eye, and you're holding it as long as you can, and then you let it go. And when you start to do that, your eyes will start to feel more active. You feel more alive and calm. Your heart rate will slow down and move out. It's a really good practice, every morning. As I say, I have these primal, I call them my primal needs that I've been doing for years. And they've been my saviour.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done yoga for many, many years, and I've studied to teach children, and I've used these practices not just on myself. I've used them in my practices in my training programmes.
Now,
so I've created many training programmes. So it's something that we can do.
Brilliant.
So I think it's very important that we're, again, aware of that nervous system and how we can fight as well.
Now, Christine, if someone wants to speak with you on a one-on-one basis, could you point me in the direction of your website, please, to the listeners?
Yes, indeed. My website is just christinewidowson.com.
Okay.
And I divert this website through COVID, as I explained in the first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And look, explain why that's happened. My telephone number is here in Spain, 634-358-522. You can WhatsApp me on 0044-787-5322-404.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Well, look, this is absolutely brilliant to have spoken to you today, Christine. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks' time. I'm really looking forward to the next topic we'll be discussing. What is the next topic, would you believe? What are we going to be doing next?
The next topic is about grief.
Okay.
Now, again, grief has become a global, can't say pandemic. But it has been linked
to the pandemic in a way.
Absolutely. So lots of people have lost relatives, they've lost friends, you know, people they've worked with. And this is about what grief is, what happens to our body. Again, it's part of being in mental health, well-being, because, you know, we suffer from depression when we're in grief.
Absolutely.
We suffer from anger.
Yeah.
We suffer from denial of what's going on. So in the next one, we're going to be talking about that, unpicking that. I'll be giving you the five steps that happens when you're in this grief.
Brilliant.
I call it the cycle of grief, so I'm excited about talking about it.
Excellent. And as I've said, we've already I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just want to say, if you want any help and support, please contact Christine Widdowson. You have her details. We will be also posting these podcasts on spectrumfm.net. Christine, thanks very much for your time this morning. Very, very much looking forward to chatting with you again in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you for today, and I hope that we've taught at least some small steps in how to deal with fear and explaining how fear could knot us up and just make us feel generally sick. Thank you, Christine.
Don't forget to keep listening to the new Sharing and Caring podcasts from Spectrum FM. Thanks for listening.